Victory 91.5. You put the word victory or victorious in a song, it's going to get played.
It's hard to have a bad song about victory anyways.
But the theme today is victory. The theme is victory in Jesus. The theme is Days of Awe, Yom Kippur. And Ray Haynes has been in teaching on Yom Kippur. If you go to victory.radio and click on blog, you'll be able to follow along clearly in the teaching notes. Mm-hmm. And it's very helpful because there's a lot of stuff.
It really is. There's always a lot of stuff. But for this one especially, Day of Atonement is pretty hefty. Anytime you're going to read through the book of Revelation or Daniel, you're going to be in for a journey. And the other thing I want to tell you is that, you know, we've been trying to help you understand that what you're doing is encountering Jesus. But now here's the other part of that. You're also encountering you, because he made you for heaven. You weren't made for the grave. You were made for eternity. So you're now going to start to figure out where you are in this whole deal, and I think it'll become apparent. So we're going to look at four living creatures in four tribes. And this is Revelation 4. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like crystal, in the midst of the throne. Round the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. First living creature was like a lion. Second was like calf. Third one had the face of like a man. The fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures had each of them six wings about them, full of eyes within. They did not rest day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." So these living creatures are the same ones that accompanied the Lord when he took Ezekiel to examine God's people. He said to him, "Son of man, do you see what they're doing? Go in and see." So these creatures are full of eyes because they're involved in judgment. So the Jewish tradition holds that the faces of these four creatures were the same as those on the standards or the flags of the four leader tribes of Israel as they camped around the sanctuary in the wilderness. All right. The Levites were in the middle and around the sanctuary, obviously, where the tribes were camped around in four groups of three tribes each. Each one had a standard. The lion, of course, for Judah. Reuben was the man's standard. Ephraim had the ox, and the tribe of Dan was the eagle. Now, these are probably spiritual rather than physical tribes, since the literal tribes were scattered and lost. So you're in there somewhere. So he's looking for you here. So each creature symbolized a characteristic of God. The lion represents his power and sovereignty. The calf or the ox, his self-sacrificing mercy. The man, obviously, his righteousness, because Jesus became a man, hence his humanity. And the eagle is his swift judgment. So in Revelation, the creatures are each depicted with one face. Ezekiel saw that they actually had all four faces. And they were, that is the eternal attributes of God. Mm-hmm. So What is God doing in you right now? He's creating in you the eternal attributes of God. Mm. That's your whole point down here. That's why you're here. So look at these four tribes and try to figure out where you are here. So Judah is to the east. It's the tribe of worship, intercession, and the kings. The first living creature, who's like a lion, is a mighty angel, presides over the judgment of those who are in the spiritual tribe of Judah. So you're getting ready for the judgment. This is that part where God is looking at everybody and examining them. That's what he's doing. Ephraim to the west. Now, Ephraim, oh my goodness, leader of idolatry in Israel, Jeroboam was an Ephraimite. He made the two golden calves and set them up in Bethel and in Dan, which is just heartbreaking if you ever go to Israel to watch what happened. But Ephraim's standard is the calf or the ox. So it should be about strength, submission, and sacrifice, right? But he departed from the Lord, and he made fake calves, right? To say, this is your God. So God said, your job is to represent me as the calf. And instead he said, nope. I'm going to make the calves themselves gods. So he symbolizes Christians, but because they mix true with the false, they're actually idolaters. So that's why we have to examine ourselves to say, are we holy? Are we a true mix of just what Jesus wants? So bad news, Ephraim, not included on the list of the tribes that make up the 144,000. Reuben is to the south. The south was considered to be the land of Egypt, where God's people went to find salvation from famine back in the days of Jacob and Joseph. But of course, they ended up being slaves. He was the firstborn, but he lost his birthright when he slept with his father's concubine. Now, his flag or standard is the man, or the face of a man. So he was created in the image of God, But under the influence of sin, man becomes a symbol of spiritual weakness and failure. So he even tried to intercede when they were trying to take Joseph away, but it just was very ineffective. But he seems to represent those who are just barely making it into the kingdom. The verse when they were Jacob was speaking over all of the sons, let Reuben live and not die. So just by the skin of your teeth. So those you look at and think might have been saved on their deathbed, those are the Reubenites. So Dan to the north. North was the direction of the great enemies of God's people who conquered, scattered them, Assyria and Babylon. Early in the time of Judges, Dan separated himself from the other tribes in Israel to the far north, and his territory was known as the center for idolatry. His standard is the eagle of all things. That should symbolize justice and protection. And to destroy those things. So here's a verse in Genesis 49, the blessing over Dan. He'll be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path that bites the horse's heels so that its rider shall fall backwards. Oh my goodness. So Dan's name is not on the list of the tribes included in the 144,000 either. Mm. The days of awe and the days of atonement are times for looking inward in repentance so that one's name is written in the book of life. The four tribes represent the four type of Christians evaluated in the judgment. You got your strong, faithful Christians, the lion, your false Christians, who are actually idolaters, the calf, the weak Christians, which is the man, and so-called Christians, who are actually enemies of Christ and his people, and that is the eagle. So we just listened to a song about this, but the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him and sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Their primary theme is the holiness of God, and they make sure that there shall by no means enter it anything into heaven, that is, that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those things that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mm. So you're simply looking at a court scene, which is the Day of Atonement. Remember these days of awe, these last 10 days? The whole goal here was repentance. It's examine yourself, self-examination. The Bible says simply, if you would examine yourself, you wouldn't need to be judged. Mm. So that's why this time, this season is judge yourself. Don't wait. Don't wait for that. Get to it yourself.
Treat yourself.
Watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
There may be a song that goes really well with this particular part of the teaching on Yom Kippur as you go to victory.radio. Click on blog and you can follow right along.